This is Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we find out the status of President Obama's executive order on immigration now that a federal appeals court ruled against it.
First, Republican voters get another chance to evaluate their party's presidential candidates tonight during a primary campaign debate in Milwaukee. As a couple of the GOP contenders made their way to Wisconsin yesterday, some likely voters were still trying to make up their mind. Chuck Kornbach reports.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio attended two fundraisers in southeastern Wisconsin. He also spoke to hundreds of people at a lively campaign rally in Pewaukee. Even the warm-up speaker, State Senator Leah Vukmir, was excited.
He is going to continue through Election Day to become the next president of the United States of America!
Soon, Senator Rubio took the stage. He promoted technical college education, called for more competition for universities, and promised a stronger foreign policy.
We have a president that treats the prime minister of Israel with less respect than what he gives the Ayatollah of Iran. And that's why on my first day in office, I will cancel this reckless deal with Iran.
Opposition to the Iran nuclear arms deal and Rubio's promise to beef up the U.S. military are enough to put Oak Creek resident Sue Phillips in the senator's camp.
The fact that we need to be a stronger nation to our adversaries, that is the most important thing to me. We need to be the nation that we used to be, that we aren't anymore.
But just as public opinion polls do not have Senator Rubio up there with Ben Carson and Donald Trump at the top of the GOP presidential field, Heartland resident Mark Kelly also isn't ready to commit to Rubio, in part because Kelly sees a parallel with former Illinois Senator and now President Barack Obama.
I'm certainly willing to give him a chance, but senators have not had a good history of becoming powerful chief executives.
Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush also campaigned in Waukesha County yesterday and brought his own energy to the stage. Top of the GOP presidential field, Heartland resident Mark Kelly also isn't ready to commit to Rubio, in part because Kelly sees a pair
are going to private schools because I took on very powerful interests, just as Scott Walker has done, to expand the voucher program statewide in this state.
Governor Walker attended Bush's event, but has made it clear he's not endorsing anyone yet. Neither is Larry Pesch of the charter school's operating agency, La Casa de Esperanza.
I'm
undecided.
But Pesch calls Bush an honorable candidate, one of several in the GOP field.
I'm an awfully big believer in the character of a person is almost as important to me as their